Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 4, Text 21. Should we use this? Okay, we'll try it out. Tasmad Bhadre Swatanayan Maya Vyaparitan Api Manushocha Yataha Sarvaha Swakritam Vindate Vashaha Tasmad Bhadre Swatanayan Maya Vyaparitanapi Manushocha Yata Sarva Swakritam Vindate Vashaha Tasmad Bhadre Swatanayan Maya Vyaparitanapi Shocha yata sarva Swakritam vindate vashaha Tasmat padre sutanayam Maya vyapaditanapi Manushocha yata sarva Swakritam vindate vashaha
Tasmad Bhadre Swatanayan
Maya Vyaparitanapi Manushocha Yata Sarva Swakritam Vindate Vashaha
Tasmad Bhadre Swatanayan
Maya Vyaparitanapi Manushocha Yata Sarva Swakritam Vindate Vashaha Tasmad Bhadre Swatanayam Maya Vyaparitanapi Manushocha yata sarva Swakritam vindate vashaha Svatasmat padre svatanayam Mayabhya paritanapi Tam shocha yata sarva Swakritam dindate vashaha Tasmad padre svatanayan Mayavya paritanapi Manushocha yata sarva Swakritam dindate vashaha Tasmat, therefore, Padre,
my dear sister,
all auspiciousness unto you, Svatanayan, for your own sons, Maya, by me, Vyaparitan, unfortunately killed, Api, although, Ma Anushocha, do not be aggrieved. Yataha, because Sarvaha, everyone. Swakatam, the fruitive results of one's own deeds. Vindate, suffers or enjoys. Avashaha, under the control of providence. My dear sister Devaki, all good fortune unto you. Everyone suffers and enjoys. Everyone suffers and enjoys the results of his own work under the control of providence. Therefore, although your sons have unfortunately been killed by me, please do not lament for them. Purport. As stated in the Brahma Sangita, Yastrindrago Pamatavendra Maho Shokarma Bandhanulu Papalapajana Matanoti Karmani Nirdahati Kintu Chabhakti Pajam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Everyone, beginning from the small insect known as Indragopa, up to Indra, the king of the heavenly planets, is obliged to undergo the results of his fruitive activities. We may superficially see that one is suffering or enjoying because of some external causes, but the real cause is one's own fruitive activities. Even when someone kills someone else, it is to be understood that the person who was killed met the fruitive results of his own work, and that the man who killed him acted as the agent of material nature. Thus, Kamsa begged Devaki's pardon by analyzing the matter deeply. He was not the cause of the death of Devaki's sons. Rather, this was their own destiny. Under the circumstances, Devaki should excuse Kamsa and forget his past deeds without lamentation. Kamsa admitted his own fault, but whatever he had done was under the control of providence. Kamsa might have been the immediate cause for the death of Devaki's sons, but the remote cause was their past deeds. This was an actual fact. Om Agana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Kuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrashatam Shahagana Raghunatan Titamstam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shavatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanditamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shanagaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripasindhobhyaeva cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tasmad Bhadre Sutanaya Maya Vyaparitan Api Manusho Chaita Sarva Svakritam Tintate Vashara Ubhauto Navajani To Nayam Hanti Nahanyate. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, no one kills and no one is killed. Anyone who thinks that there's someone is the killer and someone is the killed doesn't know. Ubhauto Navajani To Nayam Hanti Nahanyate. The soul is not killed under any circumstances. Nahangate hangyamane shirire. And even though the body may be killed, still, that's not exactly due to the person who did the killing. That's indicated here. One is killed on account of his past karma. Yastrindra gopamatavendra mahosha karma bandhan rupa palabhajana matanoti. From Lord Indra, the king of heaven, down to the tiny creature known as Indra Gopa, everyone is bound by the results of his karma, his past activities. Yastrindra gopamatavendra mahosha karma bandhana rupa palabhajana majinoti. Everyone gets what they deserve according to their previous activities. So here Kamsa indicates I may have been the immediate cause for their death. I may have been the one who killed them, but I'm not the remote cause. There's a higher cause, an ultimate cause, in the form of their destiny. It was destined that they would die. I was just the instrument of their karma. But by their karma, it was inevitable. Their immediate cause and the remote cause, just when you make a pot, the immediate cause maybe the turning of the wheel, but behind that wheel is the work of the potter, the man who's making the pot. So there's an immediate cause. In this case, Kamsa was the immediate cause of their death. But Kamsa says, behind me, there was a greater force at work. By the arrangement of providence, of destiny, of fate, which means by the influence of their previous activities, it was inevitable that they would die in this way. So, ma anushocha, don't lament. In the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna tells Arjuna, there's no need to lament for what's inevitable. You're going to have to kill Bhishma, Drona, and so many others. But their death has already been decided. Their death has already been decided. Mayahatam. They've already been killed by me. Mayahatam. It's already decided. They're going to die on account of their previous activities. Everyone has to die. Jata sihi dhruvo mrityur. For one who's born, death is certain. So why should you lament over something that's inevitable? And it's inevitable that they would die at this time, at this place, according to their karma. So, nimitta matra, bhava, sabyasachi. It's my will that they die, and you should simply act as my instrument. Actually, everyone is acting as the instrument of Krishna, but indirectly. Just like Kamsa, he was acting as Krishna's instrument. But not because he was following Krishna's instruction, not because he was acting with devotion for Krishna, but impelled by his own karma. He was acting as the instrument of destiny to award the karma of these sons. How complicated it is. On account of my karma, I give you your karma. On account of your karma, you give karma. Everyone's giving and taking the results of karma. And no one can figure out where it begins, where it ends, how complicated it is. No one can find the beginning or the middle or the end of it. But on account of this intricate chain of action and reaction of past activities and their results, everyone has a certain destiny. Someone's born in a certain family, in a certain place, a certain time, and he dies at a certain time, a certain place, in a certain way. All of this is on account of his previous activities. And now in this life he's performing more activities and generating more karma. He's getting some of the results of his previous activities, and he's performing activities for which he'll get the results in the future. In the Puranas, this is described as being like a great chain of different kinds of activities and their results. For some activities, I'm getting the result now. Suppose some sinful reaction, sinful activity in the past, now I'm getting the result. If someone is born in a poor family, or someone is born ugly, or no education, or diseased, that's the mature fruit of his previous sinful acts. So that's one kind of reaction. The reaction I'm getting now. Just like someone has robbed a bank, now he's been put in the jail. So now he has to suffer. Or another kind of sinful reaction. He's done something, but it hasn't yet caught up with him. It will. It's just a question of time. But it hasn't yet. Just like sometimes we see that a person is happy, he's good looking, he's popular, he's capable, and he's hit by a car. Now that means his previous karma, now it's caught up with him. It was waiting, it was there and waiting, and now it's come. Just like the man who's robbed the bank. He hasn't yet been caught, but the police are after him, and he'll be caught and thrown in jail. So it's the sinful reaction for which the result is waiting. He's done it, and sooner or later, he will catch him. Then, more subtly, there's another kind of sinful reaction. There's the sinful activity that he hasn't done yet, but he's thinking about it. He hasn't yet robbed the bank, but he's thinking how to rob the bank. No, because he's thinking, later he'll do it. That's the third one. We didn't mention that. The thing I've gotten the reaction for, the thing I've not yet got the reaction for that I did in the past, then the thing that I'm doing now. I'm in the process of robbing the bank. Then they'll catch me, then they'll put me in jail. The sinful reaction I'm suffering for now, sinful action I'll suffer for later, then the sinful action I'm doing at this very moment, then the sinful reaction that I'm thinking about doing, and then still more subtle, there's some sinful activity, I'm not even thinking about it, but the seed for it is in my heart. On account of my past activities, the desire is there in the heart, but it hasn't come out yet. And given the opportunity, just like I'm not thinking about robbing the bank, but on account of my past activities, someone will come up to me and propose, we could rob the bank, and I'll start thinking, we could rob the bank. The desire is there, but it, under certain circumstances, it comes out. Or sex desire. A child has no sex desire. But it's there in the heart, and when the child grows up, it will come out. So there's the sinful reaction I'm getting the reaction for now. Then something I've done, it will come later. Then something I'm doing now. Then something I'm thinking of doing. And then the thing I'm not even thinking of, but the seed is there for it. So all of these different stages of sinful reaction are connected with me. They're all connected with my life. And at different points, I'll have to suffer. And everyone, according to his position, someone on account of his past activities has become Indra. Someone on his past activities has become Indra-bhoga. The small germ or insect. Someone's become a big man. Someone's become a small man. Someone's become a dog. Someone's become a tree. Someone's become a monkey. On account of previous activities. But karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhava. Simply by pure devotional service, all of that karma is burned up. One may perform some ritual to get free from the result of some sin, but still so many sinful reactions will remain. But if one engages in the devotional service of Krishna, karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhava, all of these sinful reactions, that means the whole stock is burned up. Even the desire which has not yet come will be burned up. Like the seed. Seed is a potential plan. When it goes into the ground, it will become a plan. But if the seed is fried, then nothing. You can plant it, you can water it, nothing will happen. Because the seed has already been fried, and so it can't give any result. So our past sinful activities, the subtle desires, everything is burned up down to the very root. Only what's already there, what can be done. I have this body. If all my sinful reactions were burned up, the body would disappear. Because the body is also the result of my past sinful activity. So just the outward body remains some little token. Otherwise, all the karma is burned up. Govindamadi Purusham Tamaranda. But that Kamsa doesn't mention. Kamsa's at this point simply seeking to be excused for his past sinful activities. It was their karma. I was just the instrument. That's a fact. Still he's responsible. It doesn't mean that because I killed you on account of your previous karma, now I don't have to suffer any reaction. You can't go to the court and say, my lord, yes, I killed this man, but it was his karma. The judge won't say, oh, that's all right, it was his karma, you can go. It may have been his karma, but now you have to suffer, that's your karma. His karma was that he had to be killed by you, and your karma is that you have to be hanged by me. Even though I may be delivering the result of your karma, I have to suffer also. Unless I'm acting directly on behalf of Krishna. When I kill you as a result of your karma, I have to suffer. Even though I'm indirectly carrying out the will of providence, I have to suffer. But directly if I carry out Krishna's order, no reaction. Bhishmam cha dronam cha jayadratam cha tatanyam, like that. Krishna said, I've killed all of these people. Bhishma, Drona, Jayadrata, Karna. Now I'm ordering you to kill them. But there'll be no reaction. Aham tvam sarva papevyo mokshayishyami. Rather, you'll get free from all previous sinful reactions by this killing. Because you're doing it directly under my order. If I shoot you, then I have to be hanged. Because I've committed a sinful activity. But when the judge hangs me, he doesn't have to suffer. Because it's his duty to the state that when a murderer is brought before you, you have to kill him. So there's no sinful reaction. He's acting as the agent of the state. So when we act directly as the agents of Krishna, under Krishna's order, then no reaction. It doesn't mean I can just concoct, oh, I did this for Krishna. I decided to shoot you for Krishna. No. But if it's actually Krishna's order, then whatever it may be, there'll be no reaction. Rather, I become purified from previous actions by doing it. It's your karma to be killed, but my killing you is not just my karma, it's my order from Krishna. Then, no reaction. Karmani nirdahati kintu chupakti bhaya. So Kamsa can't avail himself of that excuse. He can't say, Krishna told me. He's trying to kill Krishna, after all. So he can't claim that I'm acting in devotional service to Krishna. All he can claim is, I'm acting helplessly. Avasha. Avasha means helplessly or under the control of providence. All he can say is, I was forced by my karma to do it. And they were forced by their karma to have it done to them. That's a fact. But it will go on and on and on and on. No end. I'm forced to act one way. I'm forced to have something happen to me. Forced to make something happen to someone else. But it goes on and on. The activity generates another reaction, that reaction, another reaction. Just like I lie. And then because I lied, now I have to tell the next lie so that I don't get caught. And now that I've told that lie, I have to tell the next one. So practically I'm forced. or in so many ways. So many ways. So everyone suffers or enjoys the result of his own work under the control of Providence. That's a fact. So, therefore, no one should lament. Why lament for what is destined to happen? And especially when it's only happening to this body. Ubhoto na vijani to nayam panti na. But Kamsa won't be freed from his sinful reactions simply by apologizing. Simply by saying, I'm sorry, and anyway, it was the result of providence. That doesn't free one from this chain of action and reaction. One is only freed by surrendering to Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says, Sarvatarman Pratyaja, Mam Ekam Sharanam, Aham Tam Sarvapapebhyo, Mokshi Shari Mokshi. Hare Krishna. Any questions? You get worse. Just like here you're suffering, but if you do something very much illegal, you'll suffer in the jail. Now you're suffering here for whatever you may have done. But if you do something very illegal, you'll suffer in the jail. In the material world, everyone is suffering. Indra is also suffering. Brahma is also suffering. I'm also suffering. You're also suffering. Everyone is suffering on account of previous activities. But if our activities are very sinful, then you go to Yamraj for special suffering. Yamraj is chief of police in the government of Krishna. So if you act sinfully, breaking the laws, then you have to go to Yamraj. Otherwise, the living entities who act piously, they don't have to go to Yamraj. But Dvaite Bhadra, E Balave Mandave Sabrahma. Even to be born in a pious life is also suffering. To be born as Indra is another kind of suffering. But to get that suffering, you don't have to go to Yamraj. Because that's legal. You acted legally, so you get less suffering. You get to go to Yamaraj's, to Indra's abode. But if you act sinfully, not piously, then you have to go to Yamraj, and then you have to suffer more. Now go to this hellish planet, now go to that hellish planet.
That means after punishing the Yamraj, I can't
be not punished. No. Just like if you go to jail and suffer for so many years, that doesn't mean now you have no more karma. Only now that much is finished. You robbed the bank, now that's paid for. You've spent 10 years in jail. But it doesn't mean you have no more suffering. It only means you don't have to suffer for that. You've already suffered. You go to Yamraj, you suffer for this sin or that sin, but still you haven't, it doesn't mean now you're freed from all sins. or someone performs a ritual, he does something sinful, and then he performs a yajna or something to be freed from that sin. Maybe he'll be freed from that sin. That's only one. There are so many. There's in household life panchashuna yajna, because we commit sins all the time. You light a fire to cook, you kill someone, some creature. You walk on the grass, you kill some creature. You pick up a glass of water and you put it down, you've killed some microbe, something. So throughout our ordinary activities, we're performing sins. Therefore, there's panchashuna yajna, to be freed from those routine sinful. But still, even if I'm free from that, that doesn't wipe out everything. Only something. But Krishna says, Aham Tvam Sarva Papibhyo, you surrender to me, I'll free you from all the sinful reactions. Not just 5 or 10 or 20 or this or that. Everything. Account clear. Karmani Nirdahati Kintu Chupakiva.
Maharaj, you're saying we are getting this body because of previous sinful deeds, and we are getting this body. Mm. At the same time, Srimad Bhagavatam is mentioning that this human body is a benediction.
Human body is a benediction means relatively it's a benediction. Actually, it's not a benediction, it's a curse, because you have to go through birth and death. But of all the curses, it's considered a very good curse, because it gives you the opportunity to get out. Just like if you're put in some prison program for early release. So that's a benediction. But it's still not freedom. You're still in jail, but you're given the opportunity. Now you do this service, and you'll be released early. But it's not the same as freedom. It's just the opportunity for freedom. So the human life is still a curse, but it's considered the best of the curses. Because in this life, one can get free. From that point of view, it's a blessing. That in this life, I can get free from, I can surrender to Krishna, get free from material existence. Mukta Sangha Paramahansa. I can chant Hare Krishna, I can get free. But we have to make you. Therefore, Prabhupada said, bad bargain. Even the human life is a bad bargain, but it's the best of the bad bargains, and we have to make the best of this best bad bargain. Thank you, Krishna. Yes? Yeah, in this life you surrender to Krishna, all the reactions from your past life are finished. Sarva Papibhyo. That means whatever you did in this life, whatever you did in the last life, lives before that, everything, Sarva Papibhyo, all finished. Is that alright? Somebody else?
You understand? Class.
Surrender means surrender. That he's chanting, but he's maintaining his independence. That's not surrender.
There are 6 symptoms given in the Hari Bhakti Vilas surrendering.
I surrender, but I keep my independence. That's not surrender. You don't have to surrender. Suppose you think this guru, that guru, they're all, but still you have to surrender. You have to find some place where you can surrender. The principle is the same. You have to surrender. Simply to say, this guru, that guru, this kind of guru, this guru. Still, you have to surrender. Otherwise, the ISKCON gurus all have faults. So I have no faults. I'll surrender to myself, go under my own direction. So that's also not going to work. You have to find a pramanic guru where you can surrender. Tad vijnana artha sa guru meva bhagavati. One must. Not optional. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, glories to Shri Krishna.